views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Moms, are you ready to become enlightened, empowered, and stress-free? Well, get ready because you are about to tune into vibrant, powerful moms helping everyday women create an extraordinary life with Debbie Pokornik. Each week, Debbie discusses topics to help you become self-aware, inspired, and on track to create the life you crave. It's time to stop settling and start thriving. And it all begins now on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show. I'm your host, Debbie Pokornik, and my mission is to help you tune in to your vibrant and powerful self so that you can create a life you love at work, at home, and at play. Recently, I had a wonderful woman named Tara Davis with me on the show talking about core beliefs that can hold you back from living your best life. This week, I asked Tara to come back and expand a bit on the area of interest that has really been grabbing her attention lately, specifically that of truly putting yourself first. Now, in case you missed our previous show together, let me tell you just a bit about Tara. Tara works with busy professional couples who are exhausted and overwhelmed by family, marriage, and commitments. She helps them bring back the intimacy in their relationship, create more personal time for fun, and teaches them to communicate on a level where both partners can feel heard and appreciated. Lately, Tara's interest has begun to shift slightly from the partnership to the care of individuals within that partnership. After rekindling the intimacy in her own relationship with her hubby and writing the relationship playbook for marriage, which she still definitely helps people with, in case you're wondering, she's found herself drawn to create a webinar and focus even more attention on helping women really learn how to put themselves first in a nourishing and empowering way, which is, of course, something that I see as super important as well. So today, we're going to find out more about that. Tara, welcome back to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show.
Thank you, Debbie. I am just so excited to talk about this topic this time. So thank you.
So in case our listeners haven't met you before, how about giving us three or four highlights from your life that contribute to the woman you are today? As in, if you're a mom, tell us about your kids, that kind of thing.
Yep. So yes, I am the mom to three boys, 28, 22, and 21. I have been with my husband for 28 years. Here's a really fun fact. He retired from the military. He was exhausted on so many levels, came to me one day and said, "Would you be willing to take my retirement, sell everything we own, and leave the country?" And I was like, yes.
Wow.
So with two of our three children, it took us 8 months. We pretty much sold almost everything we own and had one-way tickets out of the country. So that was super fun, challenging, and got us out of our comfort zone like nobody's business.
Oh my gosh, I so just want to talk to you about that because I just did the same thing. I'm down now in the States. I've been in Canada my whole life. And yeah, anyway, we're not going to go there, but maybe we will off air.
Another day.
Yeah. Oh, very cool. So I think that we're at a point in history where moms hear the idea, put yourself first, a lot, like to the point where it's really starting to sound kind of cliche, right? Mm-hmm. And yet you and I both know that it's absolutely critical that, I mean, we follow this advice and not just follow it, but really understand what it means. Mm-hmm. So how about we start with what you mean when you say put yourself first?
I would love to. And actually, we could talk the entire time about what that means. So for me, and again, it is all of my work comes from me. I'm my own guinea pig, and I will never do anything that I won't ask of my clients and those that I coach until I have done it myself and practiced it to the nth degree. And so what I have realized over the last year in creating, so I have coached one-on-one for years, and then I thought, I really want to be out in the world in a bigger way and have a bigger impact and help more people. How can I do this? So I started creating 6-week and 6-month courses for couples, and that has been fantastic. And then I thought, oh, love men. My passion is really still with the women. Mm-hmm. And so how can I evolve into that? And what does that look like? And so 100%, by no mistake, it starts showing up in my own life of like, well, what does that mean to put me first? And so, you know, I mean, it's really easy to take the superficial route. Not that this isn't amazing, but, you know, massages and facials and spa day, again, that's really good. Mm-hmm. But that is not even the tip of the iceberg. That's like the piece of hair on the tip of the iceberg, right?
Yeah. And you know what? Just one second. What's really important about that is those can be exactly the things that stop us from doing it because you don't have the time or you don't have the money or you don't, you know, it would be too mm-hmm. decadent. And so yes. it can stop you. So I love that you shared those. They're wonderful things, but they're not right. always possible.
But they're not always possible. And so how can we show up for ourselves? And what does it really look like to put me first? And so as I started showing up in my own life, I thought, oh my God, like I haven't been doing this to the degree that I want to. And again, no mistake that I wasn't showing up for myself. And it's so in creating all of these new, this new content and this new stuff for my business, my time has been really limited. I still have, my youngest is 18. He's still at home because we have been in and out of the country so much. He's still in school. And so I still have, you know, that responsibility. I'm still, the mom job is still there. Mm-hmm. So how do I create this new business and have a couple of people that I work with who are also helping me create? And how do I meet my deadlines? And like all of this while still being a mom, while still being a wife, while, you know, like, and my mind was just starting to explode. And then I started realizing that I was starting to become nagging and, you know, starting to take all of my stuff out on. And I thought, okay, we need to reel this back in because I am becoming someone who I wouldn't want to hang out with. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to come home to at night. Like, so right. what does this look like for me? So then I realized, okay, where am I bitter? And of course, if you're new to this of, you know, really having that self-reflection, we always want to take that bitterness and finger point and make it about somebody else. Well, you're not doing this for me, mm-hmm. you know? And so what I love to teach, first of all, is the communication in marriage is the baseline and the foundation of everything. If there's some bitterness there, we're not speaking up. And so I checked in with myself of like, okay, why am I just biting the heads off of my son and my husband at, you know, random moments here? Where is that bitterness for me? So I realized that I was overscheduling myself. Then I realized, okay, well, in overscheduling myself, I'm not asking for help. And I'm not releasing and asking others to do things that maybe they've never done before. So then I started looking within, well, why am I not? Well, because I'm afraid. So then this fear story starts coming up. Well, I'm afraid of, and I will use my own and other generalizations. I'm afraid of, oh my God, they might not want to do that. And then they'll give me this big story. And I don't know if I'm strong enough to give, you know, tell them no, or this person might get angry at me if I ask them to step up, or that might mean I don't love you, or, you know, like all these things. And especially as a mom, like Ben, my son, you're going to have to do this on your own. Like then this I'm not good enough thing comes in of like, oh, well, you know, if I were a really good mom, blah, blah, blah. And so I started really looking deeply into, okay, how much of this is true? How much of this have I just been willing to be complacent about and not speak up? Mm-hmm. This is where the bitterness was coming from. And so I started realizing like, I cook my own meals. I'm vegan. My family is not vegan, but I, you know, make my own stuff like on the weekends, make sure that I have plenty of things throughout the week for myself. And I was still doing it for my husband and my son. And I thought, oh, Tara, really, honey? Like you're cooking yours, you're cooking theirs. And you could be actually using that time to still work. And you're also meal planning for everybody. You're still writing the grocery list. And so part of me knew that if I asked my husband after his angst and squirming, he would actually just step up to the plate. But again, we're all nobody likes change, right? We all are like, change, I'm running the other way.
Right.
And so, right, that part of me of not good enough or not being lovable started telling me, well, if you ask your husband to step up, he's probably going to get really mad. Like these stories. And so I was listening to the stories and then I was not allowing myself to speak up, which then led to the bitterness.
Yes.
Right. And so when I finally decided, okay, whatever, I've just got to speak up for me. I've got to put me first. I am creating this new piece of my business that I want to be so successful. I'm putting me first because if I'm not putting me first, here's how I'm showing up. This bitter, nagging woman that everybody comes home to at night.
Right.
And so then I would realize, oh my God. So then in order not to feel, I might be eating extra. I might be drinking extra. I might be on my phone extra. I might be tuned into my laptop extra so that I'm then using all of these numbing tools that I have learned throughout my whole life to check out.
Yeah. Those coping mechanisms, they get us in trouble every time.
Right. And so when we check out, we're checking out of feeling our feelings. Mm-hmm. Potentially, we're feeling like, God, I don't know how to show up. Like, I can't do this. We're checking out from being mad at somebody else. We're checking out of our own disappointment in ourselves. Like, there's so much that we're checking out of. And so when I have the conversation finally with my husband of, look, here's what's going on. I need your help. Like, here's what I'm doing. And it's really interesting. The more I start talking to other women and realizing everything that's on my plate and everything that's not on his plate, it's not uncommon. And the movement today, by make no mistake, we are all shifting fast in this forward direction of women. And I want to be such a supportive piece in this forward, ginormous movement that is so ready. We're so primed to move forward right now. And so I said, you know, for me to take care of me and to show up and have all of this time that I want in my business, I need your help. And here's what it looks like for me. I need you to write down what you're going to eat. I need you to write down your grocery list. I'm happy to do the shopping because I'm going anyway, or you can do the shopping. And I will say, he does a lot at home. So please don't think that he doesn't, because there's a lot that he does do. But it was, again, one more thing on his plate. And it was a change. And it was something that he's not used to doing. And I was like, this is what I need you to do. And I'm going to need you to cook those meals for you. What? Like, what? I'm doing what? You know, and so it was me standing in my ground, standing in me, because again, it would have been so easy for me to go, God, you're right. You're so mad. This is probably not a good idea. And back down.
Yeah. Well, and that whole thing of who am I? You know, who am I to ask him to do this? And, you know, even if we take the pronouns out, because it's not about it being a him and a her necessarily, right. It is in the sense that most of us as women have really been taught to put others before us, their needs before ours. And there are some critical years when our kids are super little that, I mean, with a baby, for example, you can't say, look, honey, I want to feed you, but I really need to have a bath.
Right.
So I'm putting myself first and I'm going to have a bath, and too bad if you're hungry.
Right.
Yeah. So there is a time in our life where we have to put some of our needs aside. We know that going in when we get pregnant, right? And we have our baby. But after that, we can start taking that back. And that's in large part for me, what I like to teach people is how to stand in their power, how to take that back. And I don't mean it in a power over others way. I mean it about taking what you need. So I love that whole idea of really looking inwards and saying, okay, so what am I feeling and why am I feeling this? Where is this really coming from?
Because it would have been so much easier for me to go, look, man, you're not stepping up to the plate, and, you know, put it on him and make it all about him.
Yes.
That would have been so much easier.
Absolutely. You know, I like to use iMessages not to speak to people, but I like to have people use them so that they can go inwards and think, okay, if I can't use the pronoun you, what is really going on right now? So if I can't say, you know, I feel angry because you're late for dinner, I can't use that you in there, right? Then you have to instead go, so why do I feel angry? I feel angry because I put in a lot of time and effort to make a delicious dinner and there's nobody else here to eat it. Mm-hmm. You know, and then that quickly goes to, well, kind of, I feel unappreciated. I feel like my time isn't worth anything to anybody else. Like, you know, and now you can see how it's going inwards into what is going on for me. So,
because it is always about us, interestingly enough, and, you know, kind of funny, it really is.
It is
all about us. It's not going to be about that other person. It's about how we're not showing up or how we are showing up. And, you know, kind of how we previously talked in the last show about really digging in to see what is up with you. And so as I continually move forward in this, and I'm still experimenting and putting myself out there on a daily basis, on a moment to moment, you know, a couple nights ago, or maybe it was a week or two ago even, I think it was a couple weeks ago. Anyway, he had called and he was, you know, going to be making his dinner and I had a full day and he called at one point and said, hey, you know, that seasoning that you make, it's got all those ingredients in it. I used it all the other night. Could you just make some more for me? I'm going to use that for dinner. And again, here was another point. And I could have said, it takes, you know, 7 minutes to put it together. I could have gone, okay.
Right.
But just the way I felt, I went, whoa, no. But you know what? I mean, in that nanosecond, I checked in because it felt so heavy. And I went, oh, actually, no, I will show you exactly where the recipe is. It's super easy to make. And there was a split second of dead silence. And then he went, oh, okay, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. And so I chose how I wanted it to go because, again, that's putting me first. And it seems really simple and small. But it was a really big forward movement.
Absolutely.
On claiming, well, my time is really important to me right now. You can do this. Because again, it's that cultural, societal upbringing and conditioning that, well, of course, I am the woman. I'll definitely put that together for you.
Yes. Mm. And if you don't see your time as important, then how can you expect anybody else? Like if you don't protect those boundaries around your time, whether it be in your case for a business, but also if it's, you know, the time you're spending with your kids or, you know, whatever it is that you need to do so that you can get stuff done. If you don't protect those things, if you don't say to other people, actually, no, I've got something else I have to do right now. I really, you know, I'm right in the middle of laundry or whatever. Then how can you expect other people to respect those boundaries?
And you know, it's really interesting because this is the forward motion that I'm in right now. I'm really vigilant on just paying attention to our society and how we act and react and how we've been so conditioned. And it is an interesting thing that we, you know, have a masculine way that we think the masculine is going to show up, whether you're male or female, if you're, you know, whatever part you embody, if that masculine is going to show up a certain way and that feminine is going to show up a certain way. And so when we start to shift these and change, I mean, we're kind of like the cocoon and the butterfly, right? Like we're in this chrysalis right now and it feels really uncomfortable because we're just shifting on such a deep level and creating so much newness. But here's the thing. I really believe that our spouse, our partner wants to show up also. By and large, they don't have a model on what that looks like.
Right.
And so we get to learn this and do this together of here's how we want to shift this and change this. And it feels so wonky and uncomfortable. And that's one of the biggest things that I also teach my clients. Just say it. Like, this is so freaking uncomfortable right now. I don't know how to do this, but I'm just going to do it.
Yeah. Or as the kids say now all the time, awkward.
Awkward. And so, yeah, by just naming it, you can feel your shoulders again go, oh, thank God. Yes, it is awkward.
Yeah.
And so, and I love how you also are just claiming, like, I know my yoga, I love it. My body loves it. My mind loves it. My heart loves it. And I set aside that time and what I found was that if I would, you know, something was going on the weekends and I would like shorten my yoga session, I would find myself resenting like, oh God, all right. Yeah. I'll just go for 15 minutes where in fact, when I go for 30 minutes, whatever it is, and I really put me first, everything else flows effortlessly because those around me have realized, right, she is definitely putting herself first. I can do that too. How do I do that? And I'm not bitter the rest of the day.
Well, exactly. And you're more relaxed because you've been to yoga.
Right.
So, I mean, but even if it isn't yoga, taking that time for yourself, mm-hmm. sometimes people will say to me, I don't even have time to go to the bathroom. I don't have time to mm-hmm. eat. I don't have time for this. And it's like, you know, when you start building in that time for you and saying, mm-hmm. I am going to make a point of taking that time, you'll find other tasks get done more quickly, more easily. Other people are more accommodating. Right? Like if right? your kids, they pick up on your energy. So if you're getting all tense and wound up, they're picking up yes. on that. Take a few minutes and it makes a difference. Sorry.
Yes. Oh, no. And here's what else I've noticed. I wanted to touch on what you had just said. You know, things will get done or they won't. They'll fall off your plate and really yes. realize that really wasn't important anyway.
Yeah. I didn't really need to have it on there. The plate was pretty heavy.
Yeah. And so I've also noticed that happening in my own life of all the things that I quote, think I need to get done. Again, putting me first, I realized, why am I even doing this? Like, that's really not that important. And it's taking up way too much of my time.
Yes.
And so things will kind of recalibrate themselves when you start taking time for you. And personally, here's what's up for me this week is that I have been so focused on the creation and all the stuff that I'm doing for these upcoming workshop and retreat that, and my son has been almost overscheduled. He's in the middle of theater. And so there's so much on our plate right now. We have had to streamline, but in saying that, I realized this morning, gosh, my back is really achy. I haven't even been to the chiropractor, which is a weekly thing for me. And I was like, oh, so today, like literally I've rearranged yeah. my schedule. I'm hitting the chiropractor because it sounds so simple, like, of course I'm going to go to the chiropractor. But when your schedule is full with children and with your work and with your spouse, mm-hmm. we still have to put ourselves first.
Well, and that is such a key piece. And it's interesting that we started this conversation talking about both of us packing up and moving out of country. you know, the stuff that went on during that time, remembering to put myself first was very, very hard. During that time, I mean, there was just so much going on. So we only have a few minutes left. I want to give you a chance to talk a little bit about the workshops that you have, these webinars and such. Mm-hmm. And then we'll see if we have a moment we can come back to a little bit more of this.
Of okay? course. I would love to.
So how about telling them about where they can find you and what these webinars or workshops are about?
Yes. So they can find all the information about me, about courses. There's some freebies on my website at therelationshipplaybookformarriage.com. There's free videos. I also have hosted podcasts previously. So I think there's about 100 different podcasts. So there's so much free content to listen to. There's blogs that you can read about and get more information. The upcoming webinar, there's free webinars that lead into several different workshops that lead into my retreat, which is at the end of March, 28, 29, 30, and 31. And you can find all the information on the events page at therelationshipplaybookformarriage.com.
Now, this is something you're planning to continue doing, right?
Absolutely.
So those dates, as wonderful as they are for the listener who happens to catch this right on the day it's released,
yes.
There will be new ones going up. So don't let that stop you.
Correct. It will be, I will be hosting it 4 times this year.
All right. So hopefully people got all of that. The relationship playbook for marriage.com. You can go there. And Tara, the overwhelmed mom, like it sounds like you've got a lot of wonderful things on your website. Can you give them the one to start with, the one thing to go and check out rather than so many choices in case they are overwhelmed and just don't have that time?
Yes. So, that is a great question because I get asked that a lot of, well, which one? There are so many. Here's what I always tell them is that as you're looking through that very first one that you stop to look at, that's the one. Because really, we're all in such a different space that the one I'm going to tell you may or may not resonate with. So when your eyes start looking through, you'll know. Your eyes will stop.
Awesome. Yes, exactly. I tell people that too, even with my book. I say, pick it up, open to a page, and yep. use that page to tell you. You know, mm-hmm. what you should be watching. Oh, Tara, you are wonderful.
So much fun, Debbie.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for coming on the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show again today. I really appreciate you sharing your time and expertise with us on such critical topics.
Absolutely welcome.
Oh, well, thank you. I hope maybe we'll talk again about another show. We'll see.
Yes.
Yeah, so a big thank you. A big thank you to you, our listeners. You are who we are here for, so thank you. With much respect for you and the journey you are on, this is Debbie Pokornik and her guest, Tara Davis, wishing you a vibrant and powerful day.
You've been listening to Vibrant Powerful Moms with host Debbie Pokornik. If you've enjoyed this show, please give us a shout out and leave us a positive review. To find out more about Debbie and her sisterhood of Vibrant Powerful Moms, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.